Hi. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. Are you really focused? What are you focusing on? Oh, someone's shopping. Oh, Halloween candy. Smart. Well, I thought I was just going to go to the grocery on Monday and just pick some up. You don't think that's a good idea? You're probably right. You can probably get a better deal online. What are you looking at so far? I see, I see, I see. Oh, I mean, I think we should do variety. No. I hate those variety bags. Yeah, because they just give you a bunch of candy no one wants. Seriously. Yeah, you want. I think we picked the variety. Oh, that's a bag of Dum Dums for like $10. I don't know. I think there's some good flavors in Dum Dums. I'm not a big lollipop guy though. No, not really. Blow Pops aren't bad. I'll do Blow Pops. At least there's like gum in the center. No, you're not wrong. Yeah, see, this pack is like 90% Almond Joy. I don't think anyone wants Almond Joy. I'm not a big Almond Joy guy. No, seriously. Are you shocked? I think we should just buy individual sets and then just like mix it ourselves. Yeah, because we can get way better candy. Oh shit, is this Pop Rocks? Oh my god, I haven't had Pop Rocks in forever. Now you have to get it. That's a Pop Rock variety pack. How many is that? It's 100 Pop Rocks. I think that's pretty good. Well, it depends. How many kids do you think we're going to get this year? We didn't run out of candy last year, did we? Yeah, we did get kind of close. Okay, so we should probably get more than we did last year then. I don't know. It's tempting. Want to do king size? Yeah, but I don't know. I think we're a handful of candy house. Once you go king size, you have to commit to king size. That's like a forever thing. I don't know if we're ready to commit to that. That's a big commitment going king size. It's also super expensive. Oh my god, why is it so much more for king size? Oh my god, you have to get the nerds pack. Oh yeah. Ever since you gave Rora those nerd clusters, she's been in love. She literally can't get enough. Yeah, we gotta get nerds. I think you just do the individual ones, like, because there's the rope. Yeah, I mean, that's essentially king. That's a king-size candy bar in my mind. Yeah, I think so. I think we need to get staples, for sure. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Twix, Snickers, Kit Kat. I think that's like the four, main chocolate food groups. Yeah, that's like core Halloween candy. Like, those are all like peak trading candy. I mean, for me, Kit Kats are the best. I mean, we can do Kit Kat Minis. The Minis aren't bad. Do Kit Kat Minis. I guess we don't need Snickers and Twix. I feel like they fill the same kind of like chocolate niche. Does he like Snickers or Twix more? I figured he'd like Twix more because he's had more Twix than Snickers in his life. Well, if you like Snickers more, we can go Snickers. Yeah, whatever Theo prefers. I mean, you know where I stand. I'm a Twix man, but like if you want Snickers, Halloween's really for them. It's not really for me to eat candy. I'll be happy with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Kit Kats too. I'll be over the moon. They really should. I think you should. If you're a parent going trick-or-treating, I think you also deserve candy for going door-to-door, especially if you're dressed up. Yes, I think that, yeah. It should be, if a parent shows up at the door with kids, you give him and or her candy. I think that should be a rule. We are giving candy to parents. Yes, because you're trick-or-treating too. I think it's only fair. If you're not wearing a costume, then yeah, no candy for you. But if you're wearing a costume, I think you get candy. I think so. Oh, Reese's Pieces. I mean, if we're doing Reese's Pieces, you might as well just get M&M's. Yeah, M&M's, I think, is a better Reese's Pieces. Just chocolate ones, right? Yeah, because we're doing... I think our peanut butter coverage is in the Reese's. Yeah. I know you like... You like Hershey bars, don't you? They're never enough for me. They're just... It's just chocolate. Like, it's... not like it's... I prefer a Hershey Kiss than, a Hershey bar. No, if you want Hershey bars, get Hershey bars. Yeah, half of it, like... Because the thing is, you got to get candy that you're going to eat afterwards. Because odds are, if all the candy doesn't move... Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of candy that we don't want to eat. You got to pick candy that you want to actually eat. Oh, I'll do Crunch. I love Crunch. If you want to do Crunch instead of Hershey, I'll do Crunch. I honestly don't remember what a Mr. Good bar tastes like. What's in it? Oh, it's the one with peanuts in it. I think you do Crunch over that. Because at least with Reese's, it's like very clearly like telegraphing it's peanut butter. So like if a kid has an allergy, like he clearly knows. Like I don't think... Yeah, Mr. Good I think will just slide on the radar. You don't want to give a candy that like maybe has peanuts and kids wouldn't know. Yeah. I wish I remember what... Is it just like a Hershey bar with like... Oh, just peanuts in it. And that sounds pretty good. I would actually... That sounds better than a traditional Hershey, honestly. Yeah. Starburst isn't bad. I know you love Starburst. You love anything that has like a... I was going to say pseudo kiss like sour. Well, you can get the sour ones. You want to get sour? We don't have anything sour. Yeah, you want to do sour Starburst? That's not a bad idea. That's actually like, it's a good handful candy. Like that, like you want candy that when you reach into the bowl and get like a good like handful from, like it's a good variety. Yeah, Starburst, that's a good call. So what are we doing so far? We got what? Reese's, we got Snickers, the Nerds, Kit Kat. Well, if you want to do Hershey, do Hershey. Yeah, do the Hershey bar. Yeah, I'll pick it with you. Yeah, Hershey bar. All right, Starburst. That's six. M&M's. I say no. I say we pass on the M&M's. We have so much chocolate at this point. Like, you're tempting me. You're tempting me with those M&M's. I say put the M&M's on the maybe list. Babe Ruth. I don't know anyone who wants a Babe Ruth. The only person who wants a Babe Ruth is that dude from the Goonies. Yeah, I don't know a single soul who's like, you know what candy's my favorite? Babe Ruth. It's like all, like, I don't even know what's in a Babe Ruth. Yeah. Is it just basically a payday? That's another candy I don't remember very well. Twizzlers. Twizzlers are a good choice, but Twizzlers also feel too king size for me. It's too... I think they're too big. I mean, obviously, Twizzlers over Red Vines. Like, that's a clear distinction we make. Yeah, 100%. Tootsie Rolls. I haven't had Tootsie Rolls in forever. You're killing me here. You're killing me with these choices. Yeah, you are. Okay, fine. I think you get... Yeah, I'm going to say no to the Tootsie Rolls. I'm going to say no to the Twizzlers. I'm going to say yes to the Dum Dums. I think getting a lollipop isn't a bad idea. Oh my god, are those actually push pops? Or blow pops? I don't think we do blow pops because the gum in the center. Yeah, I know. I personally prefer them. Push pops would be such a good idea. I think they're too big. I think that's approaching king size. We're approaching king size with push pops. Oh my god, I completely forgot about the Pop Rocks. Yeah, no. Keep the Pop Rocks. That has to stay on the list. Yeah, because I will eat Pop Rocks for day. Oh my god, baby bottle pops? And Juicy Drops? Oh my god. And Ring Pops? Oh no, those are all so good. The thing is, if we give those out, we only give those out. Like, that is, that. Like, those are, yeah. We go back and we just go, oh, those are also, those are such classic candies. I think we just buy this for us. Yeah. This isn't to give out for trick or treating. This is just for us, for our personal. Yeah. No, yeah, put that in the cart. Yeah, no. I'll put it in the cart. Those are just for us. Yeah, us and the kids. I think we have enough. Skittles is whatever. I think if we're not doing M&M's, we don't do Skittles either. Lifesavers are kind of eh. Yeah, I don't think they're great. I've never been one to be excited about lightsabers. All I'm thinking is, like, when I was a kid, oh my god, Fun Dip. It's 50 Fun Dip. That's a really good amount of Fun Dip. Just throw it in the cart. Throw it in the cart and we'll debate it. We'll circle back around on it. Yeah, Fun Dip is great. I love Fun Dip. Smarties. I don't know. Smarties were always, like, that was such low rating candy for me. Ooh. Milk Duds. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Smarties are okay, but I don't know. I don't think kids... Yeah, I think it's such a low-rated candy, honestly. What do we got again? Let me see. Alright. Reese's. Snickers, Kit Kat, Pop Rocks, Nestle Crunch. Well, no, put the Hershey's bar in, baby. Yes, swap it out for the Hershey's. I'm serious. Yes. The Starburst. The Fun Dip and Baby Lollipops and the... Oh, yeah, the combo pack. Okay, I mean, I think that's pretty good. Yeah. I see you looking at the Sour Patch Kids. Just get the Sour Patch Kids. Yes, because I know you'll eat them. I know. Just get the Sour Patch Kids. Just, baby. Baby, just get the Sour Patch Kids. Yes. Because I know it's candy you'll eat. Come on. Yes. And then just put in the order. When will it come? It's cutting it close. Yeah, we probably should have ordered this sooner. We gotta go after Halloween and, like, get the discount candy, though. That's the move. Yeah, we go to, like, Walgreens or CVS afterwards. That's really the move. Yeah, all that cheap candy. Excuse me? What are you doing up? Oh, you heard candy. No, we don't have any candy right now. We're just talking about candy for Halloween. Yeah. What are you doing awake? Why can't you sleep? You just can't sleep? No, baby, I got it. Come here, Aurora. Come on. Yeah, you're going back to bed. Because I'm going to put you back to bed.
Yes, I am. Well, we're debating Halloween candy.
Oh, we're going to get plenty of Halloween candy, don't you worry. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to get a bunch when you go trick-or-treating, won't you? Well, if you're really good, the Great Pumpkin might come visit. What do you mean you don't know who the Great Pumpkin is? Of course you know who the Great Pumpkin is.